Good morning. Our question today is, should we skip Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim, on Pesach Sheni, or should we be saying it? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch and with the comments of the Raman, Hilchas Nefilas Apayim, it's Orach Chaim, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, there is an extensive list of days or occurrences that we skip Nefilas Apayim. So for example, we don't say Nefilas Apayim in the house of an Avel. In the Beis Shiva, we skip Tachanun in a house of a Chasana, or if there is a Chasan there, if there's a Mila, if we have the B'nai Bris there, etc. A lot of detail along what that means, a Bris Mila there. Tu B'Av, these are days that we skip now. Tu B'Av, Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Lag Ba'Omer, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and continuing all of Chodesh Nisan, Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and also Mitchilas Rosh Chodesh Sivan, from the beginning of Sivan up until after Shavuos, many days that we skip Tachanun. What is missing on this list is Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni doesn't show up on the list accordingly, and apparently the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch and of the Rama is that indeed we would say Nefilas Apayim on Yud Dalet Iyar, which is Pesach Sheni. That is Minchag number one. Minhag number two is brought by the Pri Chodesh and the Knesset HaGdola, who wrote that we do not say Tachanun on Pesach Sheni, which is the 14th of Iyar. We skip Tachanun specifically on that day. So we have two opinions so far. Shulchan Aruch and Rama apparently say Tachanun. Pri Chodesh, Knesset HaGdola skip Tachanun on the 14th of Iyar. The Shari Tshuva has a Minhag. He brings a discussion here, and he brings a third Minhag to skip it on the 15th of Iyar, not only Yudalit Iyar, but Tetvav Iyar as well. Yudalit Iyar is when the Pesach Sheni was Nikrov, when it was slaughtered, but it was only eaten at night, which is Tetvav Iyar. So there were those that were nohag to not say Tachanun on the 15th, but the Shari Tshuva brings that in Saloniki, they would rebuke those who would not say Nefilas Apayim on the 15th. In other words, they were of the view that you have to say it on the 15th. And he says, V'chein B'Kushta, the same thing applied in Kushta, that they would tell off people, you can only skip it on the 14th, apparently, not on the 15th. And adds the Shari Tshuva that the Minhag in Eretz Yisrael and Egypt was Lomar, to say Nefilas Apayim on the 15th of Iyar. So far, we have three different minhagim. The first, Shulchan Aruch Rama, apparently you should say Tachanun, no skipping on the Tachanun for Pesach Sheni. Second opinion, Pri Chodesh and Knesset HaGdola, skip it on the 14th. We brought an opinion, cited in the Shari Tshuva, to skip it on the 15th, but others said absolutely don't skip it on the 15th. And then the Minhag Yisrael Torah brings that there are those who are nohag as well to not say it starting on the 14th of Iyar for a full 7 days. And he brings that there is a basis for this in the Zohar, in Parshas Baloscha. He has an extensive discussion of that, and he brings that the Sefer Imrei Shefer, written by Rav Shlomo Kluger and on Parshas Baloscha, brings this minhag to not say Tachanun 7 days, starting on Yud Dalet Iyar all the way through the 20th of Iyar, and he brings a raya, he brings a proof to it in the Sefer Imrei Shefer as follows in Parshas Baloscha, where there is all the discussion of Pesach Sheni, the halachas of Pesach Sheni. The pasuk says, when did Klal Yisrael resume traveling after Pesach Sheni? So it says, Vayhi Bashana Hashenis, it was in the second year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Bachodesh Hasheni, in the second month, that's Iyar, the Esrim Bachodesh, on the 20th of the month is when the cloud went up, signaling to Klal Yisrael, it's time to start traveling again. And Rav Shlomo Kluger asks as follows, why did they wait so long? We can understand they waited till the end of Pesach. We can understand also they waited all of the month of Nisan, and they waited up until Pesach Sheni, which is on the 14th of Iyar, eat your Pesach Sheni, but why wait any longer? Why did they wait till the 20th of Iyar? So he says as follows, Im nomar dechoshiva yamim yamei simcha, if we want to explain that all 7 days, following, so 6 days following Pesach Sheni, so a total of 7 days is a celebration of Pesach Sheni, just like Pesach Rishon, 7 days, Pesach Sheni, 7 days, then we can understand why they only traveled on the 20th of Iyar and not earlier. So there we have it in a nutshell, various minhagim, do we say Tachanun or do we not, ranging from saying Tachanun, skipping it on the 14th, skipping it on the 15th, or skipping it for 7 days. I do want to conclude that Rav Herschel Schechter recently, very recently, issued a psak relating to the issue that we're talking about, and he says as follows: Minhag Ashkenaz, the minhag of Ashkenazim, who lomar tachanun biyom yudalad iyar bizman hazeh, that the minhag nowadays is Ashkenazim, minhag Ashkenaz, is to indeed say tachanun on Pesach Sheni. Nonetheless, the minhag of Sfard is to not say tachanun on the 14th of Iyar, Pesach Sheni, as all this is brought down by the Stechemid. Nonetheless, if I remember correctly, the Luach in Shul says that we do skip on Pesach Sheni, Tachanun, that's in Eretz Yisrael at least. The problem is I don't have access to the Luach. It is locked in the Shul, and we are not davening inside the Shul. So that is at least my correct recollection. But each Shul should obviously follow their respective minhagim. Have a wonderful day.